from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You think we could get Jason Jones to drive all the way to Sacramento to be a part of our 1,000 show?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, to be honest with you. Boy, if he comes down there, he can't be wearing that crap.
I think it looks nice. Got the
get
nice
out of here, man. Giants lost again to the Dodgers last
week. It's funny, you got a White Sox hat on yelling at him about the Dodgers.
Well, okay, man, you know. Goes
yeah, White Sox hat, Sac State.
Shout out Sac State, Stingers up, baby.
I remember when I allegedly got one of those jerseys, but.
I guess Coach took it to
LSU with him, and never really happened. So Jason, you're the perfect person to bring in. Jason Jones of the New York Times, that is the perfect person to bring into this conversation. The Family Feud video that came out about the greatest rapper of all time. And that got me hooked. I watched that entire thing waiting to see who was going to be revealed as number one. And it wound up being Snoop. And I know you probably don't have a problem with that, but one thing Kenny and I talk about all the time is Snoop is carrying the Olympic torch into the Olympic Stadium on Friday to hand off to the final person who's going to take it, the final relay, and light the cauldron. That's insane. That is a different level of stardom.
I'm trying off my little camera. I don't know what happened. Well, there we go. There we go.
Jason was like a dream sequence.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I was actually just messaging my editor about think about being in Long Beach in 1992-93 and then going through the murder trial and all that stuff, and being in the face of cannabis when cannabis was illegal, and he was it was a terrible thing. You would have never told me that in 2024 he'd be one of America's most loved people.
Yeah, for real.
It is one of the more stunning, turnarounds. And I think a legit argument could be made that Snoop is the greatest rapper of all time. When you take it to totality, everything, the catalog, the fame, the kind of cross, genre things, you could make an argument. I'm not necessarily saying that's the actual argument, or that's how I necessarily feel, but he's in the discussion.
I agree with that.
He's in the discussion. The catalog ain't there
for me. That's what I was thinking too. The catalog.
Everything else is there. The catalog ain't there for me.
I disagree. Maybe I know I am from Long Beach. I'm probably a little biased. I disagree.
But what I would say though.
Then again, I think Jay-Z's catalog is overrated.
Well,
he got too many albums with too many skips for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean,
what's his best album?
Probably The Blueprint.
Okay. Can't argue that.
A Reasonable Doubt, but I ain't never drove from the Bay to LA and said I'm gonna listen to Jay-Z the whole time. And that's not to say that he's not, but I can't do 5 straight hours of Jay-Z.
But you're not putting the Dogfather on to get you down there, are you?
Oh, wait.
I can skip the Dog Father. I got way more heat than that. I would argue Snoop has more albums I can enjoy than Jay-Z.
See, that's where you lose me.
Yeah,
I don't know if Snoop's got that.
In my lifetime.
There's some albums here I've never even heard.
Yeah, Snoop's discography kind of falls off a cliff.
He got an album called Kool-Aid. I had never heard this album before. it features the song Super Crip. Like,
I remember Super Crip. I didn't know it was on Kool-Aid. I remember that song, though. You can make the argument, and here's what I would say about what Jason just said. The catalog doesn't measure up to a lot of those guys at the top, but it's good enough to hold up in the conversation, right? Like he may not be an A+ in the catalog, but he's a B-, and if he's A's everywhere else,
that might give him the
cumulative score. To have that
he
argument.
Might be A pluses in a couple category, because when you talk about this is what Jason was saying a second ago, you talk about the level of fame that he has, it might be unmatched.
He's the most famous rapper maybe ever. I talked about it earlier when we were doing the other show, Jason. I said the only one that might compare, and maybe there's two because of this, but the only one that might compare is LL Cool J because of the TV.
Or Will Smith.
I always forget Will Smith is a rapper. God damn it.
He's an actor to me.
I forgot. What was he on? Was it like the Grammys or something? These kids were like, what is he doing?
I think he was on the BET Awards too.
Yeah, my kids, like my youngest is like, what is going on? Why is the dude from Men in Black rapping? Like, why is the dude from Bad Boys rapping? I'm like, he used to like really do that.
I think it's okay to Queen Latifah's in the conversation.
Queen Latifah's one. Yeah. I think it's okay to classify Will Smith and put him in the category as rap, as an actor. No disrespect to his rapping and all this other stuff. But if you have to define Will Smith, he's an actor before he's an entertainer. Rapper. That's fine, but rapper is not what he is.
Anymore.
He won a Grammy.
He wasn't bad at it or nothing like that, but you look at it on the flip side, RIP. Snoop is a rapper.
Because Missionary's coming out this year.
Geez. And what does it follow up?
It's the sequel to Doggy Style. That's what I've heard. You've heard, you know about this, right?
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, shout out Long Beach at its finest. I'm admittedly biased because he's from my neighborhood. So what Snoop means to me is a little bit different than what it means to probably somebody else. Yeah. I'm admittedly biased.
Yeah, but in this discussion, though, that doesn't mean you're like wrong.
I mean, when you talk about just like fame, like little kids know who Snoop is. Like, they don't know about Doggy Style, but they're like, oh, there's Snoop.
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean, they just know he's Snoop. And I mean, it's still crazy because you couldn't have told me back in 93 that like I'd have kids who knew who Snoop was like 30 plus years later. And that like he'd still be as popular as that. I mean, I think he's more popular.
I agree.
Than he's ever been, which is wild. Like, man had TV shows. He's been in movies, shows with Martha Stewart. I mean, there's really not much he hasn't done at this point. And I'm looking forward to his commentary. I just want to see him do the equestrian again at the Olympics.
Apparently, he's been banned from 3 different countries at different points in his life.
Oh, no. I believe it, yeah.
And that wasn't even during the murder trial. This was within like the last couple of decades.
That was probably some weed stuff.
Yeah, well, he was banned. He was banned from Norway because of weed, for sure. Well, looks the same to be true for Australia.
Wow, damn, he can't go back to Australia no more?
Well, no, he can go. So the Norway ban was 2 years. Australia looked to be a little over a year. Oh, man, the United Kingdom was a solid 4 years.
Wow, got banned from the UK. That's crazy.
That is wild.
Now look at him. He's going to be running. He's going to have a torch in Paris, which is so fitting that he would have a torch. You know.
No. There we go. The person, like, made everything happen. But is it unfair to say the name helped a little bit? with a certain Snoop Dogg. Like that, I think that
so if he was Calvin Brodus, you don't think it would have the same?
I don't know. If he was C Bro, you know what I mean? The rapper, I don't know if it Snoop Dogg and Snoopy and Snoopy mm-hmm. being so synonymous, maybe not with this generation as much, but the Martha Stewart generation, right? Snoopy. Oh, that's how
it's a disarming nickname.
Yeah. Like that's right. Yeah.
You know,
Killer Mike isn't the same.
Right.
You know, before every C-Murder. Rapper's name was a reference to being like some like OG or like a reference. Remember the whole
Pimp
era
C.
The era in the '80s where everyone's name was a reference to cocaine,
Brother Lynch, Mom.
Blah blah blah, ski rock. All, everything mm-hmm. was a drug. You know,
Coke La Rock.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Everyone was La Rock and ski. Now it's like, oh, there's Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, I mean, and he has a very, just like his personality and everything. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me on Family Feud, he'd be up there. But just the names that were hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get that 3 minute video or whatever it was hooked me. Like, I was.
They're like, Nas.
I just knew Eminem was going to be number one. Nope.
It was like, I mean, that whole, it was like Jay-Z was like, what, six or something?
Crazy. He was eight. He was
I don't even think Lil Wayne was on the list.
Yeah, Lil Wayne didn't make the list. Kendrick Lamar didn't make the list.
But
I don't know what mall they did that survey at. Right.
The Roseville Galleria would be my guess. Or some equivalent.
What am I thinking of here? Santa Monica or something like that. There's a big outdoor mall they probably went to. Somewhere very safe.
Yeah, that was just, I was like, this was not the hip hop head survey. This was like, hey, you watch TV, don't you? Name a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Snoop's someone they know.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they probably saw the cookbook right before they went ahead and did that.
I think somebody, I was looking for the cookbook for Christmas, and it was like sold out. Cookbook was gone.
They got it down in Inglewood. I saw it when I was down there last time.
Mm. Mm.
I just can't wait for Missionary to drop.
Well,
mm-hmm. I had to explain. Remember a couple of years ago, Roman Reigns had that promo where he said,
"Yep,
watching wrestling or whatever was like every night."
Yep.
And my oldest son goes, "Dad, what is that? Like, what's the problem with that?" And I'm like, "Okay."
In theory, son, there's nothing. Yeah, nothing. There's no problem with it, but.
I was like, in reality, everyone wants to go preach the gospel every night. That's what he's talking about, son. Yeah. Who wants to preach the gospel, the same gospel every single night?
Roman's talking about doing your homework. Missionary is a word for homework in the islands.
Yeah, see, there you go. Or like you said earlier, just ask Uncle D-Lo.
Well, that's what Kenny will do. Hey, what's scissor me daddy mean? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. Don't worry about it. He took it upon himself to be like, hey.
Look straight up at me, too. Hey, what does it mean when they do that? When they do what? You know, the thing like that? Oh, I don't know. It's just the thing they do.
If you don't give him the answer, he'll go on Google and be like.
I said it's just a thing that they do. His dad was sitting right next to him.
And he's like, Dad, look, I looked it up.
Then he discovered that the guy's original name was Mr. Ass or the Ass Man. Yeah, no, what could go wrong in that?
Nothing at all.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good times at wrestling. Always
good times. We were trying to book out wrestling. We Cody needs somebody, and I don't know who it is, but he needs, like, I use the example how Cactus Jack took Triple H to like that next level in 2000. Like, Cody needs somebody to get him to the next level because he's just kind of.
I think he needs Gunther. He needs like a real strong heel.
So you know what would help me with that? Because I like where you're going is if Gunther beat the hell out of Priest on in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, I think he needs to feud with someone not related to Roman Reigns for a little bit.
It feels a little rehash. It feels like, well, he already beat the Bloodline. He beat the original version of the Bloodline. This feels like...
But now he's got to... So now he's got to beat the little brothers now. Got to beat the little, like the little Bloodline.
They haven't
like,
established themselves yet.
I said, maybe think about Seth. And the angle is, you only finished your story because of me.
The problem is all the logical people are on the other show.
Oh, that's,
well, that was the other thing. We've determined that they need to end this. they
like
need
everyone
to,
else is on the other show.
Before Netflix starts, they need to end this stupid brand extension.
Or have a redraft.
Or do something.
One of the two. Because Raw's going to be the show.
Bring back that Vince McMahon wild card where it's like, okay, for tonight, you get to go over here.
Vince McMahon wild card.
Let's call it something else.
It was a wild week in wrestling. So, I mean, outside of wrestling, it was a wild week. So,
well, it definitely was a wild week. But your boy, Sham Sharania, broke political news.
Well, your colleague.
He tweeted it. I guess actually Joe Biden broke his own news.
Yeah, that's accurate. But
it was just funny. People were like, oh, my God, he's everywhere. And then people got mad. No, he's not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm like, calm down. It's okay.
Did you, in all seriousness, you ain't got to go in on the guy or nothing like that. It was a little bit of dirty pull, you know what I mean? To like put it out there as if you broke it. And at least that's the way it looked to some people. But like, I asked Damien a question. Does he have the responsibility because of his platform, because of who he's become, to always behave as a reporter? Right. So like, and what I mean by that is you're not breaking the news. You just saw it from Joe Biden. You're tweeting it. Should you put per Joe Biden, per at Joe Biden or something like that? Like, does he have that, even though it's not nothing to do with basketball, does he have that that journalistic code that he should live by on Twitter?
I don't know, because if I think back, he's always tweeted stuff like that. Like he'll say, you know, blah blah blah, one is the president or whatever, and he's never said like per sources or, you know, I think he's always I don't know if he necessarily has to go through all that. Mm. I think the assumption is that he's breaking it because it's him. Mm. But when I read it, I didn't think, oh my gosh, Shams is in the White House getting info. I just thought my next thing was to look online and see, you know, where the announcement was. But then again, my brain, when it comes to news, functions different. Mm. I didn't think, oh my gosh, Shams took a break from, you know, the NBA news to let us know what the, you know, what's going on in the White House. I mean, because he's, like I said, he's tweeted stuff like that before. Mm-hmm. And he's never said, you know, per sources or, and I think technically, journalistically, if it's like from a press release or like from the source, it's not crazy just to say what the actual news is, which is that he stepped out the campaign. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think it may be a little murky for some people now, but my mind didn't go, oh my gosh, Shams broke this. Mm.
I did. So I did initially think that because I got Shams up for notifications, right? I don't have Joe Biden on my notifications, right? So, you know, that's the first I saw. And then, like I said, I went to, and Damian did a good job of breaking this down. I go to Twitter when I see that. I'm like, yo, did he get hacked? I'm looking for other sources to be like, yeah, he did. They were probably double checking some stuff before they tweeted it out and did all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So for about, I'd say about 5 minutes, he was like the only reputable person who was saying it.
Because until, you didn't go to Joe Biden's.
Right, because I didn't even think to go to, why would I think to go to Joe Biden's Twitter?
It's a weird place to make that announcement, just for the record, like to tweet, hey, I'm out. That's a really weird. You could have the entire contingency of the press at your feet in 5 minutes. And announce that you're not to announce it on Twitter is, especially given who Twitter is owned by. Mm. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I didn't see Shams' tweet immediately. Mm-hmm. So by the time when I saw it, and I go on there, I see the release quote tweeted and all that. So I didn't see it right away. Mm. But that probably helped me not, you know, do that as well. But yet it's like I said, you know. I was waiting for Hulk Hogan to respond to it.
Oh,
since, you know, since Kane did, you know, and God, that was, yeah.
Well, we
he should have kept the mask on and kept looking for Katie Vick.
I mean, it's, God. Oh. That's an angle no one should ever Google if they don't know what it is. Is he still the mayor?
Yeah,
of Knox County?
He's as loud. He's just like, you know, he's just as loud and vocal as ever as the mayor. He's called for Joe Biden to resign. He said, if you can't run, you must not be able to be in office. You should quit immediately.
Okay, Kane. All right, yeah. Isaac. All right, Isaac Yankum, relax, bro.
Okay, that's fake
it.
Diesel.
It's been a wild week in wrestling.
Shut up, fake Diesel. That's what if I was running against them, that's what I would call
them. Fake.
Yeah, I mean it's a like I said, it's a wild, you know, and then I start thinking weird stuff like, wow, Kevin Nash is like a big, like he's like a liberal, like you know, staunch, mm-hmm. like you know, Democrat. And then you got Hulk Hogan over here tearing off his shirt for his quote hero. I'm like, the NWO was weirder than I thought it was.
That's why Scott drank so much. He's like, these two idiots.
He's like, I got this one over here, this one over here.
And I love Kevin Nash. Kevin can't talk without lying. But I love Kevin Nash because I believe he means well. But did you ever hear him on the Austin podcast? You know how him and Sean, so Sean would do the thing and Diesel would stand behind him. Did you ever hear him tell Austin he did that? He was like, "Oh, yeah, Austin. Yeah, you put the fist in the air with the black glove."
That's a good Austin.
And he was like, "Yeah, it was for Tommy Smith and John Carlos."
Come on, man.
And, I've never heard that.
And Austin was like, "Oh, yeah, but it wasn't political, though, right?" He was like, "Oh, yeah, it was political, but they didn't know." Kevin, you're full of crap.
August 2020 episode,
it was absolutely post 2020 that he hit us with.
I never heard that one, you know. But hey, everything in life is either a work or a shoot.
I think everything in wrestling is a work. Everything.
I take it over to life now. I'd be like, is he work? Is a work or a shoot? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
we have said since this show's inception, if you look at life through the spectrum of professional wrestling, life will make much more sense.
Yeah.
Like, who booked me to lose this job, right? And how do I finish my story? If you just look at life that way, it all makes more. Leave the Katie Vicks out of it, but if you can make everything else make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You got problems with your relationship. You know, what's the angle here? What's her angle?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, there could be a wrestling angle developing in Raiders training camp, which got underway today. I'll ask you right now today. I'm going to ask you this question probably 10 more times before week one. Who's the Raiders starting quarterback the first game of the season?
Gardner Minshew.
Okay. That was very Ron Burgundy-like with a question mark at the end.
That's just my assumption. I just, you know, I didn't see anything from Aiden O'Connell last year where I was like, oh, yeah, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they don't need any upgrade. That's the guy. I mean, there's a reason why they wanted a quarterback in the first round this year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just to walk in and assume it's going to be AOC, I can't do that. I think if you sign Minshew because, you know, he's not a high-priced vet, but he's won games in multiple spots in the league. And you need at least serviceable. I mean, if they just had serviceable QB play last year, they might have snuck into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just think, you know, you go with the guy who's actually won some games and like won, you know, games in the league over a larger, you know, sample size. You know, got a pretty good defense, you know. Ride with that. Make sure Max doesn't try to go to D.C. Too soon. You know, you're all right.
Jeez.
Make sure we don't lose Max on the campaign trail in some rural city in California.
Jay took that one pretty hard. That was tough.
Max is in Reading for some reason on a game day. Like, what are you doing, Max?
Hey, what's that? You've probably seen this. What's that story going on where the Raiders are having training camp in Southern California and can't promote it at all?
Yeah.
Can't say anything at all?
It's like the NFL rule because that's the Raiders and the Rams territory.
Mm.
So like they can't promote. They can't promote. They're there. I don't know how this rule is about like the media or something. Can't it's something like the local media isn't supposed to be there.
What?
Oh man.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be only for the Vegas media. I don't know how that works. Which is weird because now I've never knew about that rule till recently. I'm like, so how do the Cowboys work this all this time?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are they out? Is it because they're in Oxnard? It's a little different. I don't know.
Well, no, it's easy. They're owned by Jerry Jones. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah, right. They're just like, we get these rules, but Jerry's rich. And yeah, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Kroenke, because Kroenke owns the Rams, right?
Yeah.
That's his boy. I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones ran the plays to get both him and Spanos.
That's a fact.
And so far.
Facts.
And he ran the play to help to get the Raiders in Vegas.
Yeah, to get the most popular team in LA to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Jones can do everything except get his own team to the conference finals.
Well, that's how we started.
NFC championship game, so not the conference finals. You know what I mean.
It's been a while.
Still counts.
Are you watching Receiver at all?
I watched a little. We talked about it last. Remember, you know how?
Oh, we did. No, we did.
Yeah, the compilation of how they found every bad Jimmy Garoppolo play from the Raiders.
No, they really did.
I was like, did he do anything right? I'm like, I remember week one where he like led them for like, you know, helps ice the game. They didn't show one good thing Jimmy ever did as a Raider. It was like he signed and he was hurt.
Even on the two wins, it was like no good completions from him. Just getting Devontae killed, all this other.
Yeah, it was.
Do you think because like, namely, what happened with Devontae? Do you think this is the last season of? Because that's a lot of access, and now you know the Devontae was forced you know, he was put in a position to where he and his representatives had to answer questions about that series. That quote, that was months ago. That was last calendar year. And he had to answer questions about that. Do you think maybe that kills off shows like Quarterbacks and Receivers and so on?
I don't know if it kills it off. I just think it makes the editing a little different. I don't think Devontae, like you said, when he said it was months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize, you're not thinking, you know what, this is going to come out next year and someone's going to come back and ask me. Remember, it comes out, it's in the middle of camp. So you're not thinking, okay, people are going to come out and, you know, ask me all about the show. But for Devontae, there were already trade rumors about him. You know, Aaron Rodgers is not shy about saying he wants to play with Devontae again. So then you watch the show when he says, basically, if Jimmy didn't get benched, I wasn't going to be here next. I'm not going to be here next year. That it's kind of fair to ask, like, what the hell was going on? Mm-hmm. Like, what did Jimmy do to you so bad to where you're like, if he's the quarterback, I'm out of here. He kind of did it to himself. But I don't think these shows. I think because the ratings are going to be so crazy on these things, they're not going to go away. I guess what running back or
what? Well, that's what we were trying to figure out. Yeah.
Cornerback might be the next.
We figured the show would end when special teams got here.
They'll do pass rusher.
Pass rusher. Oh, I like that.
That would be a crazy one. You could get, you know, the Bosas, Crosby,
okay.
TJ Watt.
All right.
TJ Watt. Right. How did TJ Watt get thrown in this? He ain't with us?
It didn't even dawn on me that I had said those three together. I'm just thinking of pass rushers. Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Good happen.
We could have some
It'd be
fun
a good show.
That.
Well. I leave a couple of those guys out. It would be a good show.
Hey,
first three guys, it would pick up January 6th, 20.
Oh, man.
All right.
Come on, man.
They're sitting around just like mad. Like,
oh, no. I got a kick out of what Damien said because I'm not finished, but I got cut up on the show. And no, Bosa absolutely said, don't show my face on me. That was crazy. He was like tucked off, bad angle. You see his back.
You don't really know that it's actually Nick Bosa, except for the fact Kittle said it's Nick Bosa.
Kittle's like, Bosa came and he never goes anywhere. He's just, you know.
Bosa said, don't show my face.
Like, yeah, you literally, I never dawned on him. You literally do not see his face.
Nope.
That might have been Joey. We don't know which Bosa that was.
Right. I also think I like Devontae, so maybe I'm just biased here, but I think he has a couple of moments that come off a little bad.
Well, he's had a couple of moments in his career, period. Remember he shoved
ask that photographer in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I think then you kind of juxtapose that, you know, the birthday party. And like half the parents have no idea who's your dad? like they pull up to the house. This is a really nice house.
That was the part that cracked me up was I know that white lady was trying to figure out how they had this house. They're like, oh, it's beautiful. It's perfect. It's just incredible.
Honey, is your friend's dad a rapper? What does he do?
It reminds me of that scene from Black AF where they're taking the private jet and the stewardess starts to ask Rashida Jones's character all those questions. She's just dying to know what we do for a living.
Because I was, and what made that scene crazy was all moms. I'm like, you know, if it was a bunch of dads there, the dads would have been like, oh, there's Devon. It would have been a whole scene of guys getting selfies with Devontae. Instead of all these ladies going, so what? Oh, you look familiar. Like, wow. Yeah, that was, yeah. There's some moments in that show that just absolutely cracked me up.
Nah, it's a really good show. And I hope it doesn't like change and become like mic'd up in the NBA. You know what I mean? Where it's just, you know, that's a segment where the coaches say nothing. Hey guys, we got to keep working. Rebound. All right. Goodbye.
You know what I heard that they do, that some coaches do in that, or maybe not some, maybe it's all of them, and I'm sure Jason has heard this too, is they'll say something, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever, they'll look over and say, okay, turn the camera off and get out. That was your, like, that's your clip. Like, we've done that. That's the clip. Get out.
Yeah. And then you had guys like Phil Jackson, who used it to his advantage to shred, to send messages. Remember what he did in the finals against Boston? He gets on that mic and says, this is the team. This is the worst team at holding a lead in the NBA. We're fine. We're only down 15. He's like, this team leads the NBA in blowing leads. And he knew that that was going to be all over TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boston proceeds the next two games to blow big leads and lose.
Got him.
The Zen master.
Yeah. Good old Phil.
Jay, we appreciate you as always. Long Beach's right. finest. Oh, yeah.
Well, I got you one of these for your birthday, Kenny.
Hey!
I don't know why.
How about that?
I don't know why. No, that's absolutely no need for
I'm
that
sure you were. I mean, I know you were happy at the game last night.
No, wasn't happy at all.
Yeah, I know you were happy. This is on the way, you know. Got to get that city edition. I know. I got you. Happy birthday.
Goodbye, Jason.
Appreciate Enjoy the you, game. Jay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.